Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.BiteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, I have a very good guest, very exciting guest, and very upbeat. His name is David Champion. He is a clairvoyant, psychic. He does relationship and spiritual counseling. His readings address many issues, relationships, parenting, love, finances, career, and more. His method is simple. I read you. He reads you. Questions are always welcome, and the more open and honest you are at the heart and mind, the more likely the readings will be to confirm or validate your highest understanding. You can find out more about David by visiting his website, which is davidchampion.com, and I do have a direct link to his website in the show page description. After David and I chat a little bit and we get a little bit of understanding of who David is, we will be opening up the lines to callers. So if you would like to call in and ask David a question, the number to dial is 619-789-4359. And for those of you that are in the queue, just stay right there and we will get to you in short time. So with that, I'd like to welcome David to the show. Good day, David.
Good morning, or I guess good afternoon, Robert, and thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Well, it is my pleasure. Ever since the first time we spoke, I just love your enthusiasm. I was really happy to get you on the show.
Well, thank you. The enthusiasm is genuine because I absolutely love what I do.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, I think what we should do is, since you haven't been on my show before, what I'd like for you to do is maybe, if you would mind, sharing with the listeners a little bit about you.
Okay.
You know, about,
sure.
About your history and where it all started.
Well, Robert, I was born, Robert and esteemed listeners, I was born when I was very young. And you're supposed to laugh, but if you're not laughing, I will tell you that I never expected to be a psychic. Before I was doing this, I was a motivational speaker. And it sort of came on me. Fast forward, before I was a motivational speaker, I was a graduate student and I was working at a funeral home. And I went to, in the morning, I went to get something to eat, and I touched the cashier's hand after buying a bunch of stuff, and I said, "Your brother, who's in a hospital in Wisconsin, will be okay." She looked at me and she said, "What'd you say? What'd you say?" And I repeated it, and she started screaming. This old guy, the Don Knotts kind of security guy, came over, pulled his gun out, and said, "Is this a robbery?" And then the manager came over, and all the people came over, and she started crying. And anyway, that was the beginning of my psychic initiation. And she said, "He's not robbing me. He was talking about my brother." And anyway, I got out of the store, and the cops came, and I wasn't involved. But then I had 1 week, Robert, of such extreme psychic ability. I knew everything. I was standing in line for anything, and I knew everybody in front of me, their histories, and everybody behind me, and it totally freaked me out. And so I went to a psychic, during this week, I was still in graduate school, and I was going crazy. And she said, "If it's meant for you, it'll be released now, but if it's meant for you, it'll come back." And I thought, oh, yeah, it's not never coming back, never coming back. But that was 1979, Robert.
Wow.
And in 1993, it came back.
Wow.
So,
Hiatus there.
A long hiatus. That's exactly it. That is exactly it. I started my first psychic experience was with my father. I was reading, the phone rang, and I knew exactly who was on the phone. And my father did not like this. He was not a man that you would argue with. So I stopped immediately doing that. But over the years, I've had many psychic experiences, and I didn't even know they were sort of psychic. When I was at a college in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, for the Albuquerque listener, I was a student at University of New Mexico. That's 87106, the zip code. My dorm was Oñate. I had a dream about a giant ship in the spring, and it was sliding in a very violent, black, dark sea, and the ship comes up on the side, and it just slides in. Well, I knew someone had died. I just knew that somebody had died, but I kept having the dream and the dream and the dream and the dream, and weeks, you know, a couple of weeks went by, and I went to stay with a friend, and I came back, and I got my mail. And my former girlfriend, who had mono, and left for Connecticut. And so I read the letter from Pat, and the letter from Pat said, "Dear David, the last couple of weeks have been very difficult. My father died at sea. He was the captain of his ship."
Mm. Wow.
And that kind of freaked me out, to say the least. So, I mean, I've had a lot of these things. When I was an encyclopedia salesman, I was praying for roots, stability. And a few minutes later, Robert, up walks a young woman, and we start talking, and I said, "Oh, what is your name? You know, I'm just trying to get something going here." And she told me her name is Diane Root. I almost had a heart attack.
Not that kind of route. Yeah.
I'm serious. And so I knew this was the universe telling me, "This is it, kid." So I married her.
Oh. Well, how about
and
that?
We've been married 44 years.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And another time.
You got rooted with that one.
I got rooted. Yes, I love it. Yes, I did. And I have two little roots, too.
Okay.
31 and 35 now.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh. Now, I've had many
experiences.
Yeah. So the kids grew up with a psychic dad, right?
With a psychic dad. Yes, they absolutely did. And growing up with a psychic dad is a whole different thing. I hope your listeners know what psychometry is. Do you know what psychometry is, Robert?
Yeah, it's using either objects or what. Yeah, I mean,
that's
it depends.
That's exactly
using
right.
Something. Right.
So mm-hmm. I would close my eyes. My children, one at a time, would take my index finger and would touch their yearbooks. And the only thing I would ask of them is, tell me, is it a teacher or is it a student? And I would feel the name, whatever the name they had written, whatever the person had written, and I would tell them about it. This is not the way most people have their yearbook experience with their parents. They would wait all year to do this because they'd have all these teachers and all these kids sign it, and I'd tell them psychically about who that person was, and I wouldn't even know. I would just say, "Is this a student, or is this a teacher? Is this an adult?" And so they look forward. My wife gave me a rain stick, which is a hollowed out branch with seeds in it. I mean, it's a Native American practice. And I and my young sons at the time danced around. It was a clear sky, and we danced around and sang and chanted, and from a clear sky, we created rain. And that was pretty thrilling.
Well, that would be, yes, I love those rain sticks. I used to have
the
them.
The rain sticks, yes.
They're
quite fun. And, you know, we were dancing around, everything was fine, and then there was a clap of thunder. And then there was another clap of thunder. And then there was the rain sound, and we were like, "Holy smokes!" And so we ran inside. But My wife grew up with a psychic mother and a psychic grandmother, and so she is not overly overwhelmed by my what I do. My younger son is a medium like I am, and he is a he gets a lot of impressions, but he's not fully developed yet. So
yeah.
And my older son was driving, a friend of his picked him up to take him to school one day. On the radio, they were announcing who is going to win a contest for a vacation to SeaWorld. And my older son said, "My mother is going to win that contest." And his friend said, that's impossible." Seconds later, they announced the winner, and it was my wife.
Well, boy, it seems to run in the family then, huh?
It runs in the family. It runs in the family. And but this is what I do for a living, this and, of course, humor. That's if you laugh. If you don't, I'll stay with the psychic stuff.
There you go.
But besides being a motivational speaker, I was a children's storyteller, which is more fun than you can even imagine.
Yeah, I have, you know, special programming called the Children's Corner and have authors of children's books, and to me that's, you know, one of the most the most fun you can have is with creating things that stimulate children.
I was getting a little burned out doing motivational speaking because adults can be tiresome sometimes, where you take a program in to a child, you're dressed as a dragon, which I was, and you come out, even after an hour and a half, so energized, so excited, so filled with enthusiasm. You can feel their energy, their enthusiasm, their hope for the future. So in what I do, I try to be uplifting, and I try to be open, and more than anything, give them hopeful ideas that will give them the solution that they seek.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you do readings, you do phone readings. So
yes, that's mostly what I do.
Mostly what you do, okay. And now you use psychometry, correct? Is there
in person? I do that. Yes, in person.
Right. Right.
So if you were meeting with me, I would ask for a ring, a watch, a key, something like that.
Okay.
But over the phone, I just tune into a person's energy, and if the person's very open, I really get it. I really can feel it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, what about animals? How are you?
I have animals love me. My father told me that I was he was the brother of all dogs, and that I am the cousin of all dogs. And when I was growing up, Robert, I lived in Greater Boston, but we never observed the leash laws. We never observed. And so I might take my dog to, you know, for a walk or something, if a bunch of dogs ganged up on my dog, I would just wade into the pack and punch the dogs in the snout. I read a vet column about that you should never do that because you will be attacked. Robert, I was never ever attacked as a child or a young adult or as an old adult. I was never attacked by animals. Animals love me, including the buffalo at the zoo who licked my hand. So I think animals are pretty perceptive. They can smell you, and they know instantly whether you're good, bad, or what. It's pretty simple. We should be able to do that.
Absolutely, yeah. So now, when people call you on the phone, I mean, they can ask either about themselves or...
They can ask me about anything they want. If they want to ask about anything, all I need is a name. For example, if they want to ask about, let's say, their friend Bob, I need to know a name and a relationship. For example, Bob, friend. Bob,
right.
Husband.
Okay.
Bob, you know, employer.
Okay. All righty.
And it's
okay.
Just that simple.
All now, right.
So there it is.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, before we open up the lines to callers, and we will in a moment for those of you in the queue, there's a couple things. First of all, you did want to offer, make a special offer for listeners, correct?
Yes. The special offer for Robert's listeners is I charge $1.50 a minute by debit or credit card. For Robert's listeners, a one-time offer of $1 a minute for 30 minutes. So it'll be $30 for 30 minutes rather than $45.
All right. Okay. So they should contact you and make sure that you know that they heard you on the show, correct?
Right. They should say something like, I heard you on Robert's show. You were brilliant. Well, they don't have to say that. Well, Robert was brilliant and you were okay. But
no. They can do that. I mean, that might get them an extra minute. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, that's great. Thank you for
that.
But
I have to distinguish that they heard me on
right.
your show as compared to, you know,
right.
someplace
mm-hmm.
else.
Yeah, that's good to know. So that's a good 33%, one-third off. So definitely people can take advantage of that. Now, there's also one of the things you mentioned is that there's someone's book that you'd like to
someone's book
to mention. Mm-hmm.
When people call me, Robert, mostly about relationships, many times about marital relationships or living together or something like that, I come up with solutions, and sometimes people are like, they're not prepared. And so I would have people look at a book called Mating in Captivity, subtitle Reconciling the Erotic and the Domestic, Esther P-E-R-E-L, Pearl. And it is quite an eye-opener, because we think once we get the girl or the girl gets us, that's the end. No, that's the beginning. And one of the most fascinating things is I've learned that people don't have the faintest clue in the world how to have a relationship. And they barely know how to have sex.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
No, on my show, I'm going to have to move this from general G rating up to M for mature audiences.
No, and so I think that so much of what we do, we once somebody has a relationship and they do, they're in a, some sort of dating or they moved in together or they're married, then you go from love to power and control. Mm-hmm. And the secret of to switching so that it stays in love is to have a relationship of fun, silliness, and the key is mystery. And the key person that I always refer everybody to is my heroiness, and her name is Scheherazade. And Scheherazade was the heroiness in the book The 1001 Tales of the Arabian Nights. And it asks the question, by through all these different stories, what is love? Because no one knows. And everyone wants to have their needs met, emotionally, spiritual. You know, like, and we bring such baggage to love. We don't know how to love authentically. We don't know how to love God. We don't know how to love each other. And we don't know how to love our partners. And we're angry and grumpy. I always recommend laxatives in coffee, but no, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't do that because that's poisoning, and it's funny
yeah.
though.
Yeah, very much.
But you've got a great smile, Robert. You've got a great smile.
Well, you know, that's funny. As you were saying that, I was smiling. So thank you. I appreciate
wow,
that.
Wow, look at that. Maybe I am.
I know. I'm going to have to check my webcam, make sure that it's off.
either psychic or psychotic, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, this is great. And, and then there was one last thing, too, we wanted to, and then we're going to take callers. And you mentioned one of the things that you recommend to a lot of your clients.
If you're having one of those days where everybody hates you, nobody loves you, and you think about eating worms, my suggestion would be, and you might want to write this down, I'll repeat it again at some point, but it's a bath. Take a bath. And the bath is 1/4 cup Epsom salt, sea salt, and 1/4 cup Epsom salts, 1/4 cup sea salt, and 1/4 cup baking soda in a 20-minute hot bath. And you will come out feeling like a different person, really revived energetically. Emotionally and physically, they get all screwed up when we're depressed, and we take that into ourselves, and we forget who we are. We forget who we are. And I will tell you one funny story before you open the queue, and that is, I've read psychiatrists, I've read lots of psychotherapists, you name it, I've read it, and from around the world and all different religions. But I think one of the funnier stories was I read a psychiatrist at the beginning of when I started doing this. I wanted somebody to evaluate. So I traded with him. I said, I'll take you to breakfast. You tell me what a great, how good I'm doing. So he was totally blown away. And at the end of my reading, he really loved it. He said, let's go into business together. And I said, how about, John, in a week, you call me, and if you still want to go into business, we will go into business together. A week went by, and he had called one of his associates, another psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist said, John, are you all right? Is everything all right? I mean, is there something going on? His friend thought going into business with a psychic was way out there. I did not go into business with a psychiatrist, although I've read many mental health professionals, many.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was very outrageously silly.
Well, it's very interesting, because I've had quite a few a good number of people who are either psychotherapists, psychologists, even psychiatrists, who also are very intuitive, in the strict the discipline of psychiatry, of course, a lot of times that's really frowned upon as far as being, not scientifically based and all that kind of stuff. But I have found a good number. I mean, in a sense, people who are into psychology or that whole thought, science of the mind, those are tend to be intuitive people anyway. You know what I mean?
It's
kind of like why you follow that that profession, it's a shame that there are stereotypes and judgments that sometimes
and many
still
of them are
follow.
Very conflicted about what it is they do, Robert.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
The intuitive, the loving attitude, the accepting, is one thing. And mental health can be pretty, pretty judgmental in a lot of ways. We're not there yet.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so how about if we start opening up the lines, the callers?
Okay.
All right. We're going to go ahead and we'll start with our first caller is Rachel, and she's calling from California. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Hi. If I ask you to connect with somebody on the other side, can you do that at this time? Or
I may be able to do that in this time. I'm not sure. I need a name. I'll need a phone number, an IQ, a shoe size. I'll need every job they've ever worked, whether they were Democrat or Republican. I just need basically their name.
Okay. Her name is Rose Marie. And
okay,
she,
that's
this a,
wait,
my
hold
mom.
It, hold it. This was your mother?
Yes.
This was a very beautiful woman.
Yes.
A very gentle woman who had an anger problem and some sort of stomach problem, but I can't figure that out. What is it?
Well, she had a lot of problems. And the stomach was just one part of it.
Oh, just one of the things?
Yeah.
But she was also, as delightful as she was for other people, she was a denier. She denied her own health. Do you see that?
Yes.
She very often, she was, what do you call that, a martyr? You know?
Yes.
A suffering martyr. I'm getting Irish. Is there an Irish thing here?
No.
Why do we get Irish?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's just confusing. Okay, I can't explain that. Your mother was sort of overwhelmed by the energy, and she was a very sensitive person, and a very wise person, and very loving. And she's around you all the time, and it feels like a recent passing.
11 years.
It feels very recent to me. Very recent. And she still is around you, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're very, very tuned into her, and so you're looking for a message from her. And the message I get, and see if this makes sense to you, is, honey, be patient. You have to be patient. I don't know what the issue is, but that's the message. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I've been looking for a new job for a while, so maybe that has to do with a new job.
Does it have to do with a new job? No, you feel in your life somewhat stuck.
Yes.
Don't feel the passion.
Right.
How old are you?
58.
You feel tired, somewhat confused. And, you know, you're looking for a job is sort of like going to the dentist. You sort of have to do this, but I don't feel you want to do this. Do you understand?
Oh, I'm getting burnt out from it, the process.
Yes, yes. May I make a suggestion? I have a couple of websites I'd like you to go to do what I call an interest test. The interest test will help you get a focus. You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
These are free. Livecareer.com, livecareer.com. They're all free interest tests. Careertest.net and jobpredictor.com. Your mother is trying to say, you know, go long, go, you know, be patient. But it's not her that you need to be patient with. It's you. Because you're something, you're a grumbler. Underneath your breath, you're going, oh, that'll never work. Do you see that?
I'm pretty much an optimistic person. I'm pretty confident. I have tons of business skills. I'm just trying to find the right place to direct
them. I would say that's true. But
yeah.
You feel disconnected from your source. Does that make sense?
Oh, I meditate every day. I'm very connected to stores.
Yes, but in the process of looking for a job, you don't know where to begin. And you're looking for the guidance from your mother, and your mother is basically saying, you know, you have a lot of skills, but you're not using them.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like those websites, David, would be a great way to get some clarity, maybe, and maybe
that's
even
what, that's
ignite.
That's exactly what they do, mm-hmm. Robert. That's exactly
yeah.
what they do.
Yeah.
People think, you know, I can only do accounting or housekeeping or human resources, and then they find out they have other skills. We all have many, many different skills, and this will give you,
yeah.
you know, new eyes to look through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now,
okay.
Now, Rachel. See, I'm 58 too. So I know very much exactly what you're talking about. You know, you're at that age. It's like, wait a minute. You know, why am I doing this again? You know. You know, I think, you know, from what David provided, you know, just going through that process, there may be a light bulb that kind of goes off. It's like, well, you know, maybe, you know, this is something that I had never really thought about. Let me just go ahead and explore this. You know what I mean? Because, you know, and then when that happens, then, you know, the interest kind of, you know, perks up a little bit, you know, and that's kind of really what you want to do is get out of the process that you've been in, you know, and that hasn't been working yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Okay, very good. All right. Well,
All right.
Thank you both. Very
thank you for
thank
your
you,
kindness.
Rachel. All right.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay. Sorry about that, David. I just, when I can relate
no,
to him.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. If you wanted
relate.
To jump in, and sometimes when I get to a point where I can't say anything, I start making up my own songs.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and make sure that we keep ourselves at a good pace here. So,
good.
You do.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Great. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's see here. We're actually just halfway through the show. So let me just take a quick two-minute break here and go ahead and screen a couple more callers. And
okay.
Then when we come back, we'll go ahead and continue. So everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Hey, okay. Robert. It's Chris from Furious Times. Just want to let you know I read your book, Joy Potential. Thought it was an awesome story, and the twists and the turns were great. I felt like the characters were just really easy to relate to. I most appreciated how the book delivers some sage advice without making you feel like you're being lectured to and without feeling like I was reading another one of those thousands of self-help books written by some spiritual guru. Very entertaining learning, and the book left me wanting to know what happens next. Thanks so much, and good luck with this book, Robert.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777.
This is Roy Worley at mysticalship.com. Arthi Sharp has done it again. His new book, It's No Secret, Spirituality Bites, with BITE, B-I-T-E, being an acronym for Bringing Inspiration to Earth, has once again hit a home run. Unlike R.P. Sharp's first book, Joy Potential, which was a uniquely original story containing a message of hope and inspiration for everyone regardless of where they happen to be on their personal spiritual path. It's No Secret is a compilation of awareness, insights, guidance, and wisdom that can help anyone navigate through their lives on a daily basis. It's No Secret also contains resources and references that enable a person to find expanded information on a variety of issues that affect all of us. Order It's No Secret today. I guarantee it will be a valuable resource for help with whatever your needs are.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And again, thank you again to Chris and Roy for their testimonials. Chris is our really good friend from Curious Times here on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to catch her show every night from 10 p.m. to midnight. And Roy is on my show on occasion, so be sure to check that out. Also, do want to let you know that in addition to my books, I do have my wonderful inspirational calendar for 2015 that's really going well. I really am pleased with it. It's got some of my best nature photos that I took this year, and all of that's available on biteradio.me. Okay, we're getting back to today's show, and my very special guest again is clairvoyant David Champion, and you can find out more about David by visiting his website, which is davidchampion.com, and I do have a direct link to his website in the show page description. And also, as a favor or as a special offer to listeners of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, David is offering a one-third off, a 30-minute reading, a regular $1.50 per minute. You can get it for $1 per minute for 30 minutes. Simply contact David and be sure to let him know that you heard him on our show. So with that, I am welcoming David back to the show. Hello, David.
Hello, Robert.
Well, thank you for staying with me. And let's
great.
Go ahead and
My
move
great
on.
My pleasure. I'm enjoying this very, very much.
Great. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and bring in our next caller. And the next caller is Patricia from New Mexico. Hello, Patricia.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, David.
Hi, Patricia.
And I just really appreciate the websites that you gave out. I'm going to be looking those up. And I was laughing so much when I read your bio before I called in. It was so funny. All the stories that have happened to you. I mean, it's not like they're funny, funny, but the way you put them, they were. They brought some laughs to me. So.
Well, are you a writer?
I was told that I can write really good, but I'm not a writer professionally.
What do you do for a living?
I do a lot of communication.
Okay. No, so do I.
Market research.
Market research. So how can I be of great service to you?
Thank you. Well, I love my home, and I love the property that I'm on, and I wanted to find out if you see the area getting better, if I'm going to stay here or am I going to be moving. I've done a lot of work here. And it's in relation to my work also because I work at home.
Okay.
So that kind of goes hand in hand.
Okay.
Or I don't know, my work is changing.
Okay. So what is, that's sort of an all over the, can you focus me a little bit, give me a simpler question?
I'd like to know if my neighborhood's going to become beautiful again.
Okay. I don't want, ordinarily I'd say what's your neighborhood, but I don't want you to say what's your neighborhood. I don't want you
or
to
create. Or I can
create.
Ask another question.
Yes. The answer is this is a process. Yes, it is, but I don't know that you want to wait. What I see is a total and absolute lack of leadership at several different levels, the city level but also the neighborhood, the civic level.
Mm-hmm.
And you're aware, but they're not. Most, you know. So you, I think as much as I think you handle your property well, I think this is an area in decline. I think you would agree.
Well, some good developments have come across. Three very toxic neighbors moved out, so that's a plus. But it's just getting the property cleaned up.
Yes,
hopefully.
I mean what I'm seeing is. It's just I don't feel unity in any sense. I don't feel leadership in any sense. I feel you are very discouraged by this, and I don't see, you know, you need to find a place that you can be heard.
Yeah.
You are a leader that needs a place you can lead.
Okay.
The other thing I would recommend absolutely for you is joining Toastmasters and learning how to speak. I joined Toastmasters Club in 1984 at the same time, simultaneously. In 1985, I became a professional speaker. It will give you the skills to pursue any leadership agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So what else do you want to know about yourself? I'm getting a lot of information. I'm looking for the right question to tap into it.
Okay. My job, is there going to be any?
What is it you do?
I do market research. I talk to a lot of people on the phone.
Okay. Do you work for yourself or do you work for somebody else?
I'm an independent contractor.
Right. Well, I don't see that will change. I think you can go anywhere. You're very valuable, have lots of high levels of integrity, and people tend to like, love, really appreciate you. And you're very smart. And the other thing is you're very humble.
Yes.
You're really humble. You're a really good person.
Thank you. Do you see that I'm going to be staying in the same position, or do you think that there's going to be...
I feel there's an elevation, but I can't figure out how that happens. But I don't know that you'll always be working in from home. I get the feeling you'll be traveling someplace, and then not every day, but, you know, more often. You're very valued, and when people talk, they listen to you. They listen to you. You don't always see that. But you have a psychic sense about people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
you also have a thing about your hands. I don't know what that is. Do you make jewelry? What's the thing with your hands?
Well, I was told that I have healing hands. And
oh, that's it. That's it. That's exactly it. I thought it was making jewelry, but the healing hands is, and you seem there's a reluctance to get into that for some reason.
Yeah, all the red tape and everything. I don't want to get into anything that has red tape around it. I just want to be free. Today
okay.
I saw three hands within my hand. It's weird. I just looked at them, and I saw three little hands in the top.
What I would say, I interpret that, and maybe Robert sees it differently, as trying to figure out where you belong. Are you a healer? And the answer is yes. Are you good at doing this? The answer is yes. Is there a way to, is there some other path, like writing or something else? Yes. But this confuses you, and you switch from, you know, one channel to the other channel mentally, and you do feel a little tired. So you need to find someone you can trade with and learn how to find a Reiki master or a somebody who does massage, and they will teach it to you. And maybe you can learn massage and get the reinforcement you need. There's
yeah.
also
you
feelings
know,
of – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, you know, and we need to go on to other callers. But Patricia, you know, what you said about as far as the red tape and that kind of thing, and I understand, you know, all of the things that are required sometimes to have a, you know, certified business. But you may want to just, you know, take some time and explore that. You know what I mean? Like David said, you know, learning maybe Reiki or different types of things and just play with it, you know. I mean, it's one of those things. If you have been told that you are, you know, have healing hands, you know, that quite often people get energized by helping others, by having that flow of energy come through you, through your hands to helping other people. So, you know, you don't have to make it a life profession, but I mean, certainly if it's something, I would personally think if I had that skill, I would just want to just see exactly, you know, what it is, you know, maybe what I can do. And, you know, you may find that you like it, and then it might be worth that red tape or whatever it is required might not seem so, you know, the benefits may outweigh that challenge. But then you may not, and then if it's not, that's fine, you know. But at least explore, you know, explore it.
I would add on to what Robert said that you could also do animals, horses especially, horses and dogs, because they feel things, you know, animals, you know, especially at shelters or things like that. To be able to, you know, pet or groom a horse, and they feel your energy, and that's really good, especially for sick animals.
Yes, I've done that. I've volunteered, and I've healed a lot of animals.
Great,
there you go.
See, that's you're already there. You're already half there. And if you also, you know, found, I mean, there are lots of opportunities. You don't have to tell people you're a healer. You know, they can feel your energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, go ahead and play with that, Patricia, you know,
and
explore those gifts that you have, okay?
Thank you very much, Robert. Thank you, David.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Okay, that's great. And, yeah, we've got quite a few callers here in the queue, so we're going to try to get through as many as we can. The next caller that we have is Soroya from Connecticut. Hello, Soroya.
Hello. Greetings, Robert and David. How are you both doing?
I'm doing great. Wonderful.
Hey. Well, my question today is, well, the reason why I also had called in, because I'm also a first-time caller, when you had said that you, prayed for grounding, for roots, more specifically, and I've been praying to be more grounded in my financial, in my home self, you know, things like that, and I still haven't gotten that breakthrough. So,
okay, well, the first thing I would tell you is you're very, very hard on yourself. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do. Especially
I like that. Yeah. And you need to recognize that the number one thing is unconditional love. Treat yourself as if you were a stranger. You'd be very kind to me if I had some sort of problems, but you're less kind to you. And as you are kind and allowing and open and gentle, I think we've got it wrong in terms of, you know, love is not control. Love is allowing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think for the most part you're doing a very good job, but
thank you.
You are trying to balance something you want on the one hand and sending that out, but also you're sending out the fear. So
mm-hmm.
do not allow the fear.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with, for example, Unity School of Christianity or Science of Mind, right off the top of my head, they work on affirmations. They work and Hay Radio and Hay and Louise Hay publications. You Can Heal Your Life talks about correcting your thinking. So on the one hand, you're giving power to a lot of negative stuff. You can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want. You're a very capable woman. You do have issues around your own capacity and strength, issues around self-esteem and accepting compliments. And you mentally, your unspoken affirmation is, I don't know if I can. I can't do that, or something like that. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to break the chain.
Okay.
Because there's no reason you can't be whatever you want.
I question myself about that. That was one of my self-talk.
So you need to be working. You need to be working. Have a little affirmation card. Start with the name that Moses was told that is God. I am. So I am beautiful. I am, and then just I am, and then fill in the blank. I am kind. I am able to handle money. I am humorous. I am psychic. I am, and over time you'll see that you will have confidence. I am confident, among other things. So this is a temporary. We move in stages, and this is as our consciousness changes, our money changes. The other thing is you need to really understand where money comes from, and it comes from the universe.
Okay.
It doesn't grow on trees, but it comes from the universe. And so, as you're ready for this, you'll have lots of money. What blocks it is your fear.
Okay.
And you're a really beautiful. You're a really kind.
Yeah, that was
one
of my self talks today.
Yes.
I do talk to myself occasionally.
All the time. And you need to stop, you know, saying those no, I can't, I won't, it won't happen, no one wants me, or you know, all those kind of negative stuff. You need to be open to great possibilities.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to sound redundant, but, you know, there was a part of me that had that openness, that was, you know, very kind and unlimited with myself, and then I end up in situations where I didn't make the proper adjustments, so I thought, and, you know,
it's like going to a fast food restaurant. You know, you drive around. On the one hand, you put the order in clearly. I want to be successful. I want to have this, this, and this. And the mic is still open, and then you're saying, but I'm afraid of this, and I'm afraid of this, and I'm afraid of this. And the universe says, okay, one order of courage and success and three orders of fear. Coming up.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and watch what you say to other people.
Okay.
Because if you're expressing a problem, I guarantee you it will blow up 100 times more, whether you're looking for a job or whether you're giving your problem to somebody else and they don't know what the heck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to the universe.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Saroya. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you
very much. All righty. Okay, we've got about 10 minutes left and a few more callers, so we'll try to get through everyone. The next caller we have is Netu from Texas. Hello, Natu.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Natu.
You're welcome.
Hi. My question was around romance. I was just wondering if you saw anything coming in for me.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Natu. I have one wife of 44 years. What
great.
Did you have in mind, Natu?
Well, I'm looking for something like a serious relationship.
Okay. I know serious. I worked in a funeral home. I know what serious is. Well, the thing is, you're very judgmental. Do you understand?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is somebody approaches you, you look them over, you listen to them for a minute, and you go, no. Now, some of that is true, as we all do. But I think you're a little quick on the judgment, because the truth is you're really afraid of somebody loving you. I think that is the truth. So the closer they get, I think the more likely that it'll end badly. So you've had 4 serious relationships, correct?
No, I've only had one.
Where do I get the 4?
I'm not sure. I've only had one serious relationship.
Well, I can't explain the I'm getting a 4,
right.
But anyway. Was it hot and cold, stops and starts within that 4?
No.
I mean, within that one?
We had one serious relationship. We were together for a year, and then the day we broke up, we never talked again to each other, so.
I'm having a little confusion with that, but what I would say is the other thing that comes across is you're stronger many times than the men you choose. Do you see that?
That I'm stronger?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when that happens, a man is drawn to a woman, he wants a relationship with a woman, then he feels her energy and realizes, yikes, I'm going to be emasculated in a giant way.
Whoa.
And you may not be, you have to be very sensitive. So if you find a man that you overpower, and you do, you're very powerful. You're very powerful. You have to bring this up.
Okay.
But I think you're afraid of love. I really do. I think you're afraid of making a mistake, and I think you're afraid of long-term. You articulated what you want. The truth is, I'm not so sure, because it's not so easy, and you are very strong. And so this is a journey. It's not the journey to find a man. The journey is to find yourself and be safe with yourself. Then you'll find the man. As you raise your energy and awareness, birds of a feather, like attracts like. When you feel safe, when you feel comfortable with who you are, you'll find the right person.
Okay. All righty then.
Okay, Natu.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, David, we're just moving right along, and we've got one more caller here, and it is Sharon from Tucson. Hello, Sharon.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
So what is your question for me?
My question would be about the energy within me that emerges as far as how I connect to businesses, creating income in my life. I'm working to improve that, and I got some really good news today on that front, and we're still in the preliminary discussions of moving forward on this project that I'm proposing.
Okay, what is it you do? I mean, are you a hit woman, or are you an artist? What do you do?
All of those.
Okay. Well,
I'm artistic in the way that I am a hit woman with my projects that I offer for group setting.
Okay. Here's what I get. The first thing I get is you're sort of like a tornado. You hit people really hard. You're not necessarily always perceptive to the nuance of presenting a proposal. So people like you, but there's a lot of missed communication and sometimes missed opportunities because there's a lot of energy there. You're focused on presenting it, and they're focused on not looking like total idiots and getting it. And so sometimes the communication is not necessarily clear. You're a little fast, and you need to sort of slow down a little bit and allow. I feel you're more of a salesperson in the presentation.
You know what? I totally agree with you. That's very perceptive.
And the way I would do this is stuff them with, when you make your proposal, I see like a conference table, but I would make sure they have donuts, lots of donuts and coffee. People are happier when they're eating. No, I'm really serious. And by the way, if you just relax, stop pushing so hard, you're going to be very successful.
Yeah.
Just back off a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
The other thing is I would wear a little bit of pink because you come across as a little aggressive. So wear a little pink, a scarf or something. Because you're very strong, and you have to modulate that power. And you're very driven, and people can't feel that. If they feel that, you're in trouble. And I think you've had hot and cold. So, your posture says desperation. You need to calm down. You need to bring donuts. You need to make this less desperate.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And you need to hire me to taste your donuts.
There you go.
Oh, I love it so much. Thank you. This so resonates with some of the stuff that I recognize, and you're just encapsulating it. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I believe that the world would be a safer, better, more democratic place if we were all eating donuts.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Sharon. Thanks for calling.
Great success. I expect great success from you, Sharon. I expect great success.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Well, David, this has been a real delight. We're down to the last couple of minutes. I want to thank you for your time. This has been a lot of fun.
I've enjoyed it very, very much. You added a little salt and pepper to some of the comments, and that's exactly what some of these people needed. A little added something. That's really, really wonderful. A little dash of humor or something.
There we go. Well, thanks. And I do want to remind everyone that you're offering a special for the listeners of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, that they can get your regularly $1.50 per minute readings, that they can get a 30-minute for $1 a minute if they mention this show, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So everyone, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You did a great job as a host, and I appreciate the callers who called in, and I really appreciate this opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you, David. And everyone, again, today my very special guest has been clairvoyant David Champion. And you can contact David through his website, which is davidchampion.com. And again, I do have a direct link to David's website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again,
thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to ByteRadio.me's
Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/biteradiome and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at biteradiome, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's BITERADIO.ME. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.